children so you can understand.
In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortion.
Hollywood, the music industry, television, internet, pornography, public school books, and a unified alliance of illegal promotion and advocation of fornication, adultery, and promiscuity, with the indefensible approval of the Supreme Court declaring it to be free speech to promote the act. And then when the act is fulfilled and the girl becomes pregnant, the government is right there, and to somehow justify through falsifying statistics the murder of the child by promoting what they call abortion. Here we find where insult is then added to the crime. After the woman gets an abortion where she has now seared her conscience, she then puts on a t-shirt for the world to see with all capital letters stating, "Stop the war on women." No, friends, this is murder. Our laws condemn these crimes, yet how was it sold to the American people? As a woman's choice. And if you hold to the law that condemns their crimes, keeping the baby safe and the Americans free and preserving life, what does the mainstream media and their spin doctors resort to? Name calling. You're an anti-abortionist. Another example of this method to their madness, do you remember when the mainstream media began its push concerning the sodomite, the gay agenda? The agenda which is premised on man-boy sex? Just ask them. As a matter of fact, their motto is sex before eight, before it's too late. Do you recall the fact that when the people were calling them out for violating God's law and American law for their felonious activity, that they began, with the help of corrupt politicians, to call the people haters, bigots, homophobes, and anti-gay. And now, 20 years later, we see the millions of young victims and have now come to understand why the Lord calls these acts abominable.
A federal judge upheld a $2.5 billion bankruptcy plan for the Irving-based Boy Scouts of America. That deal would allow the organization to continue running while they pay tens of thousands of men who say they were sexually abused as children while involved in scouting.
Let me ask you again, how did they sell their agenda to the American people? As victims. Well, in fact, what we find is that they were guilty of perpetuating the crime. They do not hold the shield, people. They hold the spear. Do you see? They hate the law that exposes their crimes. What about the Muslim invasion that we're seeing across America today? Methodically, they operate just like the sodomites. These Muslims, not all, have made a public proclamation that they have come to America because they were fleeing governmental corruption and oppression.
It's often the lead story in the Twin Cities. Terror recruits coming from Minnesota, where thousands of Somalis relocated after civil war ripped their country apart in 1991.
Now, once they got their foot in the door, per se, they are making a new proclamation that they are here to conquer.
It's reported that dozens of young Muslims from this community have gone to fight for these organizations.
Statistics have now exposed that most of these Muslims are found to be guilty of defrauding and attacking the American people, which have afforded them asylum through welfare, which is 90%. Feeding the future, child fronts, voter fraud, treason. In other words, they are bringing their oppressive culture that they claim that they were fleeing from in with them into the United States. When the people call them out for their crimes that they are found to be guilty of, what is their retort? xenophobes, racists, haters, Islamophobics? Of course, this is another attempt to browbeat the people into subjugation. This in hopes of drowning out the voice of the people. Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God. That God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I want to do something that I haven't done before, and I just kind of want to do a free-for-all. In other words, whatever comes, folks, I get information coming across my desk all day long. And so it might not be line upon line, but we'll do our best by the Holy Ghost right here to make sure that we can dovetail the message. But in saying that, I just want to let you know that's what we're going to do. And what we're going to be talking about in part anyways is mask off, full disclosure. We could name every show mask off, full disclosure, because that's all we get in this country. We're inundated through this media propaganda, as you all the well know. You know, it's interesting when I think about that. I have a friend right now who's in Yorktown, Bill Moore from Michigan, and he has yet to go to the museum over there. It's my favorite museum in the whole world. And with that, Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, also known as the father of our Constitution, he's the one that rightly stated that, and who would know better than them, but he's the one that said, the end of our government is justice and judgment. And it absolutely is, because without it, folks, you're not going to have righteousness and peace. And I highlight that quite a bit. But to bring about the point that I need to make today, friends, there's nothing so false as modern day history, because we don't hear a word about justice, the justice that preserves our liberties, right? Now, what we hear and what we see is the crimes being magnified rather than the law being magnified against the crime. Do you understand how this works for the bad guys? Oh, and I want to say this too, because again, I'm talking to the American people. I do want all of us to understand before we get rolling on this topic that many of your silence, omission, whatever you want to call it, and your apathy, your tolerance, I want to make clear that you understand that that's what props up what many of you complain about. I just want to make clear, what props up the established that so many complain about? Your silence, your apathy, your tolerance, your inaction, that is what props up what is going on in this country concerning the establishment. And that's on so many levels, friends. But again, we've been accustomed to just subject ourselves to everything and protect ourselves from nothing and nobody by holding the, the corrupt and the perpetrators, responsible for the crimes that they're guilty of. And again, that's all we see all day long. The mainstream media is doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those that the American people tolerate. There is no other way to say it. Is it not true? Absolutely, it's true. And you say, well, Bradley, this is what we hear every day from you. Well, on the other hand, what is it that you hear from the mainstream media that you don't believe every single day? Which one would you rather hear? How we can right the wrongs or to just sit here and subject ourselves to the wrongs all day? I mean, that's got to be your call. Now, listen, folks, before we get into this, I want to go ahead and let you know that if you want to call in, you can. It's a free-for-all. Okay, first time I've ever done this. 281-845-4704. Also want to let you know, I'm going to show you some things on social media platforms, if you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page, friends. Also, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years. You heard me right. Doing in this country. James 2:14 through 26. Also, check out none other than BeforeIt'sNews.com, also a social media platform located on the top left side of that site as well. And one more time, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you, pro or con. Pro or con, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, okay? John 14:6. Now let me get back to James Madison, the father of our Constitution. I was just highlighting the fact that the American people have become accustomed to their mainstream media doing nothing but highlighting the crimes. And folks, case in point, again, I'm broadcasting from Minnesota. There's still no justice concerning this $30 billion fraud in the state of Minnesota. Nope, we're seeing more of the perpetrators getting off scot-free, at least temporary, right? Ecclesiastes 8:11, read it when you get a moment, at least temporarily. But again, it only shows you how this system is put up. They promote the lawlessness. Then when the people respond, in other words, let me say it this way. They cast the seed out there, and then once they see the harvest of those where the seed landed concerning the propaganda that threw on them or their indoctrination through Hollywood, through the mainstream media, through television, through the music industry, whatever it may be, what do? They round them up for their crimes. Okay, and then what they do is they steal more money from the taxpayers, and what they do with the taxpayers' money, they then reallocate it to bureaucracies that they've created. Instead of deterring the crime by enforcing the law and establishing judgment upon the heads of the guilty, what do, friends? They promote the lawlessness. They fill our prisons. We have the highest incarceration rate in the world now, which it used to be just the exact opposite. It went from we're the light of the world to now that we're the darkness of the world. No joke. So again, then what do? Is they reallocate your tax dollars up to $64 billion a year into this bureaucracy and this system of indulgence that they created. It's not about preventing the crime, friends. It's about promoting the crime. And because out of that, that's how they steal their money away. And I want to say something here, too, to the bad guys. If you take time to understand the games that you're playing, bad guys, I do want you to understand that the Lord will deal with you specifically. He will deal specifically with you in judgment. Look at the book of Amos. And what are those people that the Lord, what are those people falling under in the book of Amos? They're following under the specific judgments of the Lord for doing what? Making the poor a prey so they could make money off of it. In other words, the Lord is judging those devils for making their money and their wealth off of what? The crimes that they themselves are responsible for creating. That's not a joke. That's exactly what's happening here in America. And again, folks, you got to understand that when you're reading the book of Amos, you can see that the Lord goes after the princes and the said kings and those that are in the palaces. And he talks about how he's going to deal specifically with them. And then the corrupt judges who threw the law of God behind their back that despised the law of God. So we're in some serious times, but I also believe there's mercy in these times. If there wasn't, we wouldn't still be talking about the freedoms that we have to
in righting the wrongs. And praise God that we have that opportunity. There's the good news for you right there. We still have the freedom to right the wrongs. We're going to come right back. Mask off, full disclosure. It's a free-for-all. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes.
I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War. He said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend."
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, well, as promised, we're going to make this a free-for-all. I do want to say this. Sunday is Mother's Day, and I just want to make clear that Stephanie, my wife, is going to be preaching to the women for a short duration. Speaking of virtuous women, you know how the older are to teach the younger? Yeah, just want to make clear we're on the same scriptural page. But you're welcome to come, folks. And what we're doing is we're going and we're preaching the full gospel, not just parts, not cherry picking what we like and then spitting out what we don't like. And no, that's not how we do it, folks. That's responsible for much of the heresies that we see, not just in America today, but in the world today. If you look at John 7:17, Jesus said, "You must know concerning my doctrine." That means we better have a good balance. And it was Paul, I just read in the book of Acts last night, that said, "I didn't shun to preach all of the counsel of God to you." Folks, there needs to be a balance, and we're digging in deep. And when you dig deep, friends, and we press into the kingdom of God, the Lord promises that we will not go away empty. And there's not been a Sunday that we've been doing this, and I believe it's been about 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months now, that we have had church services. And we wanted to let you know that you are welcome. Every Sunday, top left side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, just click onto it. You'll see the title of the church service. for that particular morning. And I want to say this too, if someone who's not a Christian comes into the church, you know, online here, we're not going to, just want to make clear, we're not going to change the menu and give the sheep goats food. Okay, we're not people pleasers, we're God pleasers, and we're holding to the word. If you don't like it, go find somewhere else to go, because we're not going down that road. Just wanted to make clear. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Margie, what say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, speaking of sheep, I wanted to talk about this goat virus and the cruise ship. It's all made up, just like COVID.
Yep.
It's all for them to deceive the people and for them to make money. They're getting a vaccine going, and the sheep are going to get right in line to take it.
Well, what's interesting, I want to add to that, and it's a great point, but we've been telling you that they're bringing another one, because they've been telling you they're going to bring another one. And so, folks, they're not failing to deliver. And that's why it always comes back to the same message, that the people must round up these criminals and hold them accountable for their crimes, because this is not going to stop until the people put a stop to it, period. But again, highlighting what Margie's talking about here, Americans on hantavirus cruise ship reportedly to be quarantined in the U.S. Folks, they already told you they were going to do it. Are you really going to sit back and allow them to do this again? How many times do they need to tell you they're the responsible party, but yet you always find these fools amongst us that will go along with it, and it's not the majority, it is the minority. But again, great point, Margie.
Bradley, at the store, the masks have increased 20%.
Yep.
They're already panicking.
Yep, and that's why they do it. That's exactly why the bad guys do it, because they'll see one fool that will go along with it that didn't learn from the history of the last four and five and six years now, and they'll put a mask on, and what they'll do is they'll get the cameras around that one individual that's scared to death, and then they'll highlight them. And then what we'll find out in many cases is that they were actually crisis actors that they used to promote the fear. And then yet you have the people that will go right along with it. But again, you have a good portion of the people that will never go along with it, and I'm one of them.
And me too. And, you know, they had the sodomite on there. You've probably seen the video, and please save us. And
that's right.
It's like a guy that I listened to that I've seen some of his videos before that nailed COVID to a T like you did. He said he's a paid actor.
Yep, that's right. Yep. No, I was just going to say there's a little bit of a delay going on here, Margie, but that's exactly it. How many of these crises have been highlighted by the mainstream media only to find the same crisis actors in the next crisis that they create? See, again, it's the short-term memories of the American people. That's how they're fooled, and the bad guys bank on the fact that they have short-term memories. And that, in fact, my friends, is how they do what they do.
And I just want to say one more thing.
Sure.
If the American people just say no, it's over.
Yep.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, I'm gonna play something for you, Margie, and because you got me thinking about something here, thank you for the call. I'm gonna go over here, and I want you to remember this, friends. Because this was just most recently. Now they're trying to push another agenda on the people, right? And I want you to listen carefully to who is exempted in the process of this new virus. And I'm talking about the last crisis that they created, okay? Again, I want you to consider what I'm saying here. The last crisis exempted? They played, friends, the last crisis that they played out, Jeremiah 11:9. Listen carefully to who is exempted. When you come to the end of this, it's a short audio video. You're going to find out the very ones that made profit, the pill and the jam, the crisis, that's how they made their money. They create the problem. They come in and play the problem solver. You're going to find out the very ones that pushed the crisis conspiracy, because that's exactly what it was, were the very ones that were exempting themselves. Listen to this.
Getting the vaccines. All of Congress, plus all the congressional
all of
staff,
Congress,
House and the Senate.
All congressional staff was exempt.
6,000 White House employees.
6,000 White House employees exempted themselves from the shot that they were promoting.
All exempted. 2,500 Pfizer employees.
The Pfizer employees.
Exempted. 1,500 Moderna employees.
1,500 Moderna employees. And I'm just reiterating this just to make clear what is being said.
Employees. And 120,000 Johnson & Johnson.
120,000 Johnson & Johnson employees exempted themselves. Wait a second. I thought that what they were producing was saving lives. If that was the case, why weren't they the first ones to take it? Do you guys remember when they first came out with this last crisis that we all lived through? Remember how I told you, don't think for one moment they're taking the shot? And then I did a compilation of videos showing you all the said governors and mayors and the federal government, the state government, and those that were promoting the fear, how they were on vacation, how it didn't apply to them, so on and so forth. Folks, don't think for one moment they took the shot, because they know that the mRNA is a death shot, and that's exactly what they meant to sell you. And you don't have to ask me. That's all you have to do is ask them, because over and over again, friends, they're coming out and telling you the truth of the matter, that they are, in fact, all the while knowing what they were selling. First International Court declares mRNA injections to be mass bioweapons. Hello, folks, and how many times have they divulged that information? Mask off. It's not like they're hiding this. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Employees all exempted. 15,000 CDC, 14.
15,000 CDC employees exempted themselves from taking the shot.
15,000 FDA employees exempted. 8 million Chinese students.
8 million Chinese students in America. Folks, you better be listening to what's being said here. They're all nationalists. They're communists. They were exempted from the shot as well.
In this country, 8 million. How many of them are PLA, CCP? 85, 90%. That's how many. I can tell you that. Exempted. Here's another one. 2 million illegal.
2 million illegal aliens that were treasonously drawn into your country and allured into your country with your dime by said representatives. That yet one has been brought to justice. It has not, nor have they been brought to justice yesterday. They were completely exempted.
Invaders, exempted. They don't have to get the shot. Now, what is going on here? Now, let me throw another one in. This is going to be the cherry on top. At least 500,000 homeless tent and street people are exempted.
So folks, you're seeing that this is aimed at Goyim. That's me and you, Gentiles, white people. And I know some people are just so blind to it that they think that's craziness. No, it's not. Here, one more point I want to make before this hard break, and then I'll take Craig from Michigan. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Listen carefully. When the tyrants try to do it again, and they're doing it again, just like I told you they would, don't be deceived. Mandatory is not a law. Required is not a law. Ordered is not a law. Requested is not a law. Ordinance is not a law. Decree is not a law. Recommended is not a law. Compulsory is not a law. Know your rights, friends. I'll tell you where the law does apply. It applies to being enforced against those that are trying to force you to take what you don't have to take. Amen. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Pleased to see you guys calling in today. 281-845-4704. I'm going to play one more piece because we're still piggybacking off of what Margie just highlighted concerning this new virus. It's not new. They created it, friends. You all the well know they created it. You all the well know. Hey, folks, again, until people in this country take responsibility, nothing's going to change. How do you take responsibility? These people need to be lawfully rounded up and held accountable for their crimes. Just like that. The law applies to all of us. Folks, there is no despot in this country. Okay? There is no dictator in this country. Either we're going to fall under the blessings of the Lord, and we're going to hold them accountable by keeping the Lord's commandments unto judgments and hold them accountable to the statutes for what they intended and what they're responsible for doing unto us, Deuteronomy 19:19, or else we're just going to let them go. And we're just going to keep allowing them to go ahead and attack who they will and continuously what? What are they doing, folks? They're thinning the herds. That's exactly what this is. What do you think the advocation
and the illegally sanctioning of abortion in this country. It's murder, friends. You know what's crazy about abortion? 40 years prior to them somehow illegally sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, which God hates, Proverbs 6:17. After World War II, there was a worldwide outcry concerning the crimes that were being committed against pregnant women and innocent children. And that's all they had to do was change the name. And the people went right along with it. It's a woman's choice. No, it's not. No, it's not. And for every blood, drop of blood that's shed, the American people will be held accountable for it. That's not my word. That is the word of God. And the Lord said he would not pardon it. So if you want to think that you're just going to pray it away, it's not going to happen. The Lord said he would not pardon it. He's going to hold us accountable for the shedding of innocent blood. So what are we seeing today? We're seeing an exacting of the recompense of what it is that we gave a pass to as accomplices concerning the murder of innocent babies. Here, I want to play this for you. This is a guy named Thomas Renz. I just reached out to him. We've had him on the show before. And so, to be honest with you, friends, sometimes I'd rather just have videos because it's a lot easier to bring out the information and PowerPoint it because that's what we do here. But this is Thomas Renz, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says concerning this last shot.
Miscarriage has increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues, which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
10 times. That's 10 times rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000 per year, to, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. Submit.
Okay, so folks, again, you're seeing what in fact is happening here. We got Craig calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Craig, what say you, my friend?
Well, the thing I wanted to add about the Hanta virus is that apparently the WHO has been saying that this is not going to be the next COVID, but yet we're told that this has the potential to become the next COVID. And that's why they're already hinted that we're going to have to mask up yet again.
Yep. Nope. Nope.
And then... now we got, just recently we had the hints about upcoming ET disclosure, which they keep bringing up every once in a while. Just like we had to be inundated for month about 3-Eye Atlas.
Yeah.
Which we were told that was some alien spaceship.
Yeah, because there's people out there that will parrot that, yeah.
I'm angry about that one.
Yeah, you kind of broke out there, but I'm getting the gist of what you're saying. And again, they told you they're pre-planning these happenings.
Yeah.
It's not like they're hiding this. I've several times over the last 5 years, I played the audio video in its fullness of Bill Gates talking about how he wanted to lower the world's population. Well, let me say this. And he said, we'll do it through abortion. He used different names, of course. And then he also talked about vaccines. So he already told you what he was doing. And he's doing it right now as we speak, friends. He's also behind dropping down mosquitoes that are infected to infect the people. He's also about buying up land so that they can raise up crops that are going to poison the people. There are, folks, the list goes on. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Billy Gates because you already know he's a madman. And if you want to sit back and allow and tolerate what he's forecasting and suggest that he's not responsible for it, then that's on you. Because what my friend Craig from Michigan is saying right now, it doesn't apply here. And this is exactly why they're so folks, they're hard at work right now trying to disarm the people because of this. And either the people are going to hold them accountable or else they're going to take you out. There's no getting around it, and it doesn't get any more obvious than what we're seeing today. That's why we called the show today Mask Off, Full Disclosure. I'll give you the last word, Craig.
And speaking of Bill Gates and the other oligarchs who were told they're actually building underground bunkers, that's part of why we have this depopulation agenda. It's because they know something that we don't, and they're not telling us. They're telling us a different message than what they actually know.
Yeah.
I may have highlighted this on a prior call.
Right. Well, you know, the point is we do know. I mean, we can act like we don't know, but that's not going to fare well for anybody, Craig. We do know what they're doing. We do know what they're responsible for. Why? Because the Lord told us to judge them by their fruit, and it's exactly what we're doing right now. I want to show you something on AI right now, friends, and for my affiliates that are listening, I want you to listen carefully as to how the mainstream media and their big tech companies are basically coming together and aligning themselves to basically suppress anything that would hold them accountable for their crimes. And listen to this. And I got the video and I played it, and I'm not going down that road, but I played it in its fullness. But it says the origin of the claim. That's what it says. Okay, so it's like the devil saying to Eve, "Hath God said?" That's what they do, is they put the truth in question. And they do it all day long. And this is exactly how the media is being used today to manipulate the facts. Bill said it. He's not going to get out of it. And I'm going to hold him accountable to it. And here I'm going to do it for you on display, in action. Here's an example. The claim largely stems from a quote taken out of context from 2000 TED Talk, where Gates said the world today has a 6.8 billion people. Then they stopped it. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by 10 to 15%, okay? Now, lowering growth rates, not lives, Bill Gates is repeatedly justifying Gates because he's paying for the narrative, repeatedly clarified that he's talking about reducing the rate of population growth, not reducing the existing population. What's the difference? But again, folks, these are their feeble efforts, and they're relying on the fact that they're dealing with simple people that will see it no further than that. Okay? That is insane for anybody to believe what he said, because he says it over and over. There's a multitude of videos where Bill Gates is talking this way. And by the way, it's exactly what they did. So this is water under the bridge. I also want to let you know that the big tech companies have scrubbed this video. And if you want to get the video, and I'm going to play it for you on the other side, just so you can hear it for yourself. And then I'll take that call from Arkansas. I do want to open up the lines for one more call as well. On top of Doug from Arkansas, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, what we're going to do here is we're going to take a hard break. Oh, I'm way ahead of the game, ain't I? I am. Sorry about that. I thought we had a hard break coming up on me. I want to see if I can grab this for you really quick and play it for you so you can hear it for yourself, because there is no cherry picking what Gates said. He said what he said, and you're not going to say that he didn't say it. And I'm pulling it up right now, and I'm doing my best to get this particular area. Yep, here it is right here. I'm surprised they haven't taken it down. Now, listen carefully in context to what he says, okay? In context to what he says. Oh, that now, isn't that interesting, friends? For some reason or another, it doesn't want me to play this. And it's
this equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero.
Listen carefully.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so he just said it. We could lower the population by 10 or 15%. That's what we said he said, right? Hey, folks, if Bill Gates wants to depopulate because there's too many people, him first. Him first. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You heard what I heard, right? And again, they're trying to denounce it, that they ever said it. And they're fools for their pains. And again, it's what I always say, folks. If we're going to allow them to do it, they're going to do it. Let them do what they want to do without consequence, and they're going to continuously do it. And guess what they're doing? Just exactly what you're afraid they're going to do. Really what it is your fear shows you who you serve, and it's not the living God. Those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, right? We haven't been given a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. Those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. So there's no like in-betweenites there, right? It's either one or the other. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Doug from Arkansas. Thanks for holding on, my friend. Did not do that on purpose. Just want to make sure we get enough information in the process before we end today's show. So it's all yours, Doug.
Mr. Dane,
Yes.
Do you remember the cardboard fans?
The cardboard fans.
Yeah, at the NFL.
I don't. I've never really been taken by it. No, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I saw a picture of it. This is not what I called for, but
okay. What did
they
you call
the cardboard fans? They were sitting in the stands while the football game was going
on. Oh yes,
on.
Yes, I highlighted that. Yes, what of it?
Yeah, then Margie made me think of that.
Yep.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Well, let me tell everybody what you're talking about now, Doug. During the pandemic, what happened is I was out eating with my family, and it was on a Sunday, and what they had is they had a big football game going on, just like every other bar grill today, right? And you're inundated with televisions all around you. And one of the things that I noticed is there was just probably literally less than 200 people in that stadium, the U.S. Stadium in Minnesota, which holds, I believe, up to 90 to 100 to 110,000 people. And as I looked at the camera, because I couldn't help it, I noticed they had all these cardboard humans sitting in the chairs throughout the stadium. And I also noticed the audio was set like that stadium was completely packed with 90 to 110,000 people. And I said, that is exactly how they convince the people they have the majority on their side, by continuously manipulating and conjuring up the voice of an enemy that doesn't exist. And that's exactly why, by the way, none other than Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is. That's exactly how they do it, Doug.
Yeah, they were rolling with a laugh track.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly what they're doing.
I've got a practical question for you, and then I'd like to, if you've got time, I'd like to ask you a doctrinal question.
Sure.
Okay. The other day at my church, this crazy guy came in. I wasn't there, but he was acting stupid. And it's a Baptist church, so people are real nice. If you've got somebody that's violent that comes into a church, how would you handle that?
Well, how did our forefathers handle that? They were armed. Yeah, that's the answer. I mean, I wouldn't go into a setting where there's a lot of people without being armed. I think that's where people are being duped out of their freedoms. You go into a stadium, before you go into the stadium now, so they can serve their idols, which the Lord condemns, Jeremiah 11:12 and 13. It's interesting that they make you go through scanners and make sure that you have nothing within yourself or on your body to defend yourself if something went down in that particular stadium. I mean, that is exactly where mass murderers want to go. They want mass casualties. And you don't have to ask me. That's all you have to do is ask them, because 97% of all of the mass casualties and murders that take place are in gun-free zones. So if I'm in a church, I'm happy to see when other people are armed, and I'm seeing more and more and more of that. So I would say arm yourself.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing it more and more and more, but it's always been there.
Yep, exactly. Doctrinal question.
Now, this is a doctrinal question.
Okay.
And I've been wondering about this because I know you're a patriot, brother. I totally dig your show. Explain to me the difference between having an American flag in a church and a picture of Hitler in a Lutheran church.
What's the difference? What's the gotcha here?
Personality, a cult of personality?
I just think it's ignorance. And, you know, let me say this, at least this is my thought. You know, William Wallace is a real man, and you guys know him by Braveheart. As a matter of fact, when he was dismembered.
He's Scottish.
Yep. And when he was dismembered and beheaded, they found a book of Psalms right next to his head. And at the beginning of that movie, which much of it is true, we're told that history is written by men who hung heroes. Now, let me intertwine that with what John Adams, the second president, said. And I said it at the beginning of either today's show or yesterday's show, if I recollect correctly. And it was, there's nothing so false as modern day history. Doug, there's so much history that we have been lied about. I have a friend out at KHNC 1360, he's the manager there, who had made me aware of documents where we've literally been lied to about so much, believing that the bad guy was actually, in fact, history teaches us, was the good guy. And the bad guys, right,
or the good guys that are sold to us as the good guys today, we find out that they're the bad guys. So what we have to do is we have to be very thorough in our study and understand real history, because I think a lot of what we think we know, we don't really know, Doug. And that bothers me. Yep. That bothers me in a really big way. Did that answer?
Brother, I'll just leave you with this. You have a great ministry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, totally. Have a good day. Yep, you too. Thanks for holding on for such a long time. We got Mike calling from Wyoming. Mike, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Ted Turner, who just passed away, he uses pretty evil man. He donated $1 billion to the UN.
Yep.
And he is believed to have erected the Georgia Guidestones.
Yep. Yep.
Which talks about population depopulating, I mean.
Yep, yep. Yeah, that's what they're doing. You know, it's interesting. I just watched a video before radio today, and they were talking about when the Epstein files were opened up. As a matter of fact, it was Thomas Massey from Kentucky that was talking about it, because he's seen the back end of those files. And he said, you know what was interesting and caught his attention? He said that when I opened up the files, I discovered that the billionaire world was very, very, very small. I want you to think about that, Mike, because that very, very small portion of the people are the ones that have convinced billions of people on this planet that they're in control. What happens when the American people, what happens when people all across the world come together and realize that it's a very, very, very small population that are doing the things to us that they're doing to us? And if there's one thing I want to bring, it's just that. I want people to stand up and hold this very small portion of people accountable for their crimes.
Yes.
Yeah, those are my thoughts. And Ted Turner, yeah. I wonder how that's working out for him right now, Mike. What are your thoughts?
Yes, there's a special place in hell for all these evil
exactly.
pieces of garbage.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm totally right. I appreciate your call, guy. I really do. Folks, Sunday is Mother's Day. Just want to make clear. Also wanted to let you know that Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, my wife's going to be talking to the women for about 15 minutes, but I'm also going to be doing church services as well. It's growing exponentially. You're invited, okay? Again, we're going to hold to the Word of God, and that's just where we're going to stand. We're not going to basically carve it out to make it work for others, because that's what they want to hear, as I said earlier. We're going to dig in deep, and that's what we're going to continuously do. We're not going to just stay surface. We're not going to be preaching a false gospel, which brings a curse. Look at your nation, people. Galatians 1:8. That's a different gospel. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And remember, a gospel that doesn't confront people for their sin is no gospel at all, because until you know the bad news, you surely aren't going to know what the good news is. And that is the gospel of Christ, which is in Christ, in Christ alone. So with that said, friends, I have the people from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time tomorrow. But again, join us on Sundays online at sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we will be on the left top site, social media platform right there, and you'll see the church title. Again, also wanted to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can go check out the title if you'd like to. Folks, we're some busy little bees. We got Tennessee coming up. We got Florida coming up. We expect more coming in from Florida right now. We also have an event coming up here in the state of Minnesota. If you're local, you're welcome to come. But I'm telling you right now, we only have the room for an hour and a half. It's not an opportunity for someone to stand up and talk for an hour. That's not what we're doing. We're just coming together with the community. That will be at the Pizza Ranch in Monticello, Minnesota, May 19th at 5:30. And then you can check out the rest of our schedule for up-and-coming events. Love you by what we do. And again, friends, we will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.